Good day, San Bernardino County believers. Our prayer focus today is the next category in the sinful city's measurements, which was vanity. Today's will be measured by the tanning salons, the plastic surgeries, and sex reassignment. So what causes a person to use a tanning salon or get plastic surgery? Well, it's not always for vanity reasons. Some people need it because of scars, disease, burns, or car accident injuries. But vanity is the next category they studied, and they looked to see what were the number of tanning salons in the area and for the top five plastic surgeries that were requested. LA and San Diego ranked very high. San Bernardino, however, so yes, LA and San Diego still rank number one and two out of the 182 cities researched. San Bernardino ranked 140. Last year it was in the same rank. Rancho Cucamonga was 118. Last year was 115. Ontario's 159. Last year 167. So it went up along with the Rancho went down and Ontario went up, which is not good. Fontana was 146 last year. Was 144, so it went down a couple of notches, which is great. Proverb addresses the issue in chapter 31:30. Charm is deceitful, beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. We also looked at what hospitals perform sex reassignment surgery in our state. So let's pray for a revelation right now of God that a holy fear would fall upon the people in our county. We see that the tanning salons are about 30 near the four cities, and the top five surgeries, plastic surgeries, 92% on women, mostly for makeup, and five procedures for reshaping, eyelid surgery, facelift, liposuction, and breast augmentation. For sex reassignment surgery, the Transgender Surgery Institute of Southern California and the UCLA Gender Health Programs Pediatric Practice on Minors and Gender Clinic at Stanford are in our state. So, Father, we pray that people will be filled with an awe and reverence for you, that the fear of you, O God, would be honored more than outward appearance, that people would see their value in God more than in how they look, that tanning salon owners and workers would be required to notify clients of potential harm from tanning beds, for example, cancer, premature aging, immune system compromised. Plastic surgeons would not push unnecessary and costly procedures, that there would be laws to protect minors from getting reassignment surgery, education of health issues on the surgery itself, and the factors that would happen after having it, and that also there would be exposure and expelling if done solely for the money. We pray for laws to be passed that it can't be done on a minor, that there be more teachings on beauty skin deep by families and churches. We thank you, God, that you created us and you made us wonderfully complex. How wonderful is your creative power. May we accept that and see changes in all of these rankings in the name of Jesus.